From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A showdown is looming in the Senate this morning. It's a rare Saturday session, and the expiring Bush-era tax cuts are on the agenda. Senators will be taking a pair of votes to retain the tax cuts on the middle class. Both need GOP support, but that appears unlikely. Republicans want the cuts extended for everyone. Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
Raising taxes on anybody is counterproductive in a fragile economy like ours.
But Majority Leader Harry Reid says Republicans are wrong to block the tax cuts on the middle class.
Holding middle class tax cuts hostage for tax breaks for the wealthy that they don't need and we can't afford is irresponsible.
If Congress does not act by the end of the year, taxes for everyone will rise. President Obama has signaled that he's willing to compromise. Newly released WikiLeaks cables report Iraq's prime minister filled the country's security and intelligence service with his party loyalists. And NPR's Deborah Amos says they indicate he fired experienced officers as well.
The revelations appeared in a Beirut newspaper a few days after WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange announced he was negotiating with Arab language papers to publish the sensitive documents. The cables from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad report warnings that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki would harm the intelligence services by, quote, drumming out experienced and proficient officers. According to the U.S. Embassy report, Maliki, the head of a Shiite-dominated government, targeted Sunni officers for dismissal, replacing them with inexperienced officers, Shiites, who were loyal to Maliki. The cable comes at a time when the prime minister is beginning his second 4 years as prime minister, and he's negotiating with Sunni political figures to take important roles in the next government. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Authorities in Spain say air traffic controllers are beginning to return to work after staging a wildcat strike that stranded thousands of passengers. Earlier today, the government ordered the controllers back to work, saying those who did not would be breaking the law. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is in Mexico, where she's pledging continued support for earthquake-ravaged Haiti, which is also battling a cholera epidemic. James Bleers has more on the U.S. commitment to ending the crisis.
Secretary Sebelius has been attending a global health security conference in Mexico City discussing response to pandemics and other multinational health threats. She explained the U.S. is helping Haiti via USAID and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We are certainly very much on the ground and engaged as part of the United States and stand ready to do whatever we can.
Sebelius said the U.S. is working to overcome transportation issues in Haiti by repairing roads with potholes to distribute urgently needed water systems. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. It's being called the worst forest fire in Israel's history, and authorities are investigating what caused it. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
Our units are continuing that investigation, which is obviously going to be a thorough investigation in order to find exactly why it started in the way it did. And we'll make arrests in the near future.
Rosenfeld told reporters today the fires north of the city of Haifa were likely sparked through negligence. Firefighters from around the world are battling the blaze and have yet to get it under control. It's burned more than 7,000 acres, killing dozens of people and displacing thousands. Chicago-based Groupon, the online coupon company, is rejecting a buyout offer from internet giant Google. That's according to a published report. NPR's Cheryl Corley says Groupon has apparently decided to remain independent.
Groupon sends daily messages to subscribers in 300 markets offering deeply discounted deals on local products and services if enough people sign up for them. Groupon keeps 50% of the deal, while businesses get a bunch of new customers. Groupon has been in business for 2 years. It's considered a tech star. It was profitable in its seventh month, and Google was extremely interested in buying it. The internet giant reportedly offered $6 billion to acquire Groupon, and a deal seemed to be near. However, the Chicago Tribune reports that Groupon turned the offer down and is reportedly thinking about pursuing an initial public offering next year. Meantime, rival online deal company Living Social says it received a $175 million offer from Amazon. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.